Hello and welcome to Spoon, the Tick versus the podcast, the internet's only podcast dedicated to the Tick, animated and otherwise. Today, I'm joined by my two buddies. We got Derek.
Hello, everybody.
And Steven.
Greetings, citizens. Good to be back with you both.
Yeah. I sat out the last episodes, I believe, and I was unable to be there for that one.
And you were greatly missed.
Yeah, it was a lot of awkward silence, really. A lot of this. There's always been a subtle tension between Derek and me.
Yes, it's a subtle sexual tension. Does he love me?
Yeah. It's that kind.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember what my reason was, but I was unable to be there for that pretty nice episode, which was, what was the episode? It was Bloomsday. So the return of El Cid, I missed.
That's right. We shan't see his like again. I don't think he comes.
The end of El Cid.
He went to pot.
He did. Dun-dun-dun.
Good night, everybody.
But we are here now to do Evil Sits Down for a Moment.
You should be excited.
The Ottoman as the villain. So we have the DVDs out. And do you guys have your DVDs all set up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, if you're listening along and you want to play your DVD, just pop your DVD in your player, and on the count of three, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, play, and then we play, and then the three of us will talk along with this lovely, lovely episode. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, play.
They play. We work.
I see Mary Kay Bergman is the voice of Ottoman. And I'm trying to remember what I... Oh my god, dead.
Oh, Christ. The Tick curse continues.
You know what? Yes, I do recall I believe she committed suicide.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah, 38. Not quite 38.
Yeah, she was a voice on South Park. I do recall when this happened. I'd forgotten that this was her.
Yeah, well
that's
a way to start
this episode off.
Yeah, yeah. We can recover from that, right?
Yeah.
See, Steven, this is what happens when we don't start on 4.
That's true. We did change it up a little, Tim.
I know her best as the old Naboo woman on episode 1 Phantom Menace video game, but most would know her from other things.
That's actually what's on her tombstone.
Yeah. Mary Kay.
Love this look at Deflator Mouse's part. Give us a
smile. Yes, his cheesy bachelor 90s style furniture.
Yeah.
But honestly, this is the kind of place, like, as a kid, this is what I thought an adult apartment was like.
Right. Yeah, I always had aspirations to just be walking around shirtless, grinning at myself in the mirror. Like, that's what I'll do in my free time.
As a kid, I would see like TV shows like Bosom Buddies and Three's Company, and I would think that's what an adult apartment is supposed to be like. So, as we all know, it's not quite the same way.
A room full of dresses for you to change into quickly. I love that Deflator Mouse was all eager to go and then had to check. Is this for evil or is this just like a shopping trip?
I like the little bed there.
The race car bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never had one. But in a way, they've added to his character but not in a pleasing way, not in a recommendable way. So he's less coward and now he's more vain, but a useful vain.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a Lothario.
Yeah.
Although if this was IKEA, I'm sure if he was at IKEA, he could probably clean up pretty good.
Well, I think it's a not so subtle jab at IKEA. I see you're admiring, isn't it? As they discuss.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You know, mass made furniture. And she's a very comely villainess, I have to say. She
could easily be Poison Ivy.
I was just going to say, she makes Poison Ivy look like like, I don't know, who's a really ugly villain is. Makes Poison Ivy look like
Captain Croc. The Killer Croc, that's what it is. Killer Croc, he's not a captain of anything.
Yeah. Captain Croc, it's a new cereal coming from Kellogg's. Yes, I believe you do
understand. That mouth music. Beautiful thought,
gorgeous. Now, I don't understand her outfit, because there's the Ottoman Empire, which...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't understand the reference. I guess... I understand what the Ottoman Empire was, but...
Well, the Ottoman Empire was an empire in Ottoman. And then the Ottoman is also a... yes, thank you. And the Ottoman is also a footstool for chairs.
But I don't understand why she dresses like a majorette.
She's... That's a good point.
She's imperial.
They could have given her one of those huge... voluminous turbans that have like a fringe on the side, you know,
yeah,
that you've seen in old pictures, but that would give her neck pain, I'm sure, after a while.
She would have to get a brace for her neck.
So they've kind of got her in like an Archduke Franz Ferdinand era outfit, which the Ottoman Empire would have still been around.
I get that.
That's a good pull.
The epaulets to denote her rank. What am I doing with my life?
Now, is he holding this couch, or was the couch or love seat humping him?
Why couldn't it be both?
If it was a love seat, I could understand.
Now, I've watched enough Simpsons commentaries to know that like the animators will talk about the added complexity of when there are just like lots of bodies to draw or faces, you know, it's more work. So I imagine this would have been a workout for the Tick animators to do this much. You know, we've talked about how outside city scenes are not really that crowded, but I give them credit here for the sheer number and diversity of the furniture.
Yeah, you definitely see a wide range. You know, it's not just a bunch of generic looking dressers. Yeah.
All of those sweatshop animators that they kidnapped in Mexico and Korea, you know, had their work cut out for them.
Small price to pay for a product this good.
She is lovely, and I do like. Oh, mm-hmm. Hey,
could you put up with a certain level of evil if the package came?
If the carpet matched the drapes.
Hi-oh.
Of evil.
On a daily basis, sir. I do on a daily basis.
If the credenza matched the amour. Now, this subplot is, if subplot, I don't know, third plot, intersecting plot. Next to Blowhole is my favorite edition.
Yeah, the world.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's so wacky and so inspired. And it gives us a chance to watch this amazing old video.
With the hair.
I was going to say, I love the touch of the hair just at the bottom of the screen. How do you like the chair?
I like the chair. Nice little musical sting from Mr. Katsaros here. Comfortable?
Yes. I like the chair very much. The best thing I've ever done. Good. Okay. You have to measure his head just to make sure.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case his head gets bigger or smaller while sitting in this chair. This chair looks very, like it should be like a throne for Oz. A great and powerful Oz. Do they feed him while he's in the chair?
How does he go to the bathroom? I've always wondered about
that. Does he fill the chair up?
He must have, or they had to like give him some sort of a pot underneath him or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, it does look like there's a... Yeah, I was going to say, there does look like there's a center circular piece.
Right.
Maybe he wears like slacks that have the little back door.
For those listening along, we may have missed the point here, but hey, that's what you paid for. Now this is some modern looking furniture here.
Yeah.
That looks almost like a couple of IKEA concessions she made there. Yeah. Some conscripts. Oh.
Well, that's got to be like the front line. You know, somebody's going to get hurt. You know, somebody's going to get hurt. But
The cannon fodder. Well.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Put the serfs in first and let them get destroyed, and then.
Who are those two black hair guys? Is that Tomat and Zamot from
Oh my god.
Tomax and Zama from G.I. Joe right there? Which one has
the wow. Wow.
Mujibur and Sirajul?
Look, and the kid in the back is wearing flash shirts. Kind of.
Oh yeah, good eye, Tim. This poor old man. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
He misses his chair.
I wonder if he broke his hip there. My hip. Ivan, the furniture czar. That's funny.
Now,
Deflatormouse t-shirt idea. Furniture czar.
Deflatormouse just did a stunt there. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was his...
Actually a move that a superhero might make.
Yeah, this is a red letter episode for him, man.
I guess love motivates him. Or lust.
How do we get in?
There we go. Mm-hmm. That's how you get in.
Tick signature move.
I think the world's most comfy chair would for me would be like memory foam. The entire chair just made of memory foam. Something you could kind of just literally melt into almost. This really is like a Batman Catwoman kind of thing.
That's yeah, you absolutely hit it. I think that's just what they probably when they were brainstorming this, that was what they wanted. Their little flirty move there.
Yeah, she's completely infatuated.
Whenever girls play with their hair, evil or not.
Now, questions. The Ottoman, is her scheme so bad? And is it all that well thought out? Like, she doesn't want
to... I have to be honest with you. I watched this last night. I'm still not entirely sure what her scheme was.
Right. She doesn't want to kill.
She just wants to rule...
over furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Poison Ivy's poorly thought out plan in Batman and Robin, which is if you wanted to cover the earth in vegetation, then teaming up with the freezing guy is your absolute dumbest choice.
Yeah,
but they
now I don't mean to be picky, but America Maid threw her shoe to get the Ottoman to go away, and when she landed, both shoes were already.
I was actually just about to mention that she had both shoes.
And do you think there might be something between her and Deflatormouse that she's preventing this, or do you think it's strictly because the Ottoman is evil?
Oh well, there's no question about it. Doesn't he at one point say sour grapes? Is that this?
Sour grapes.
Yeah. You had your chance. Or maybe that was a different episode. I don't know. Mm. But, yeah, there's a little bit of regret on American Maid's part.
what was that? She just made the symbol, the two-handed symbol for I'm hungry.
Yeah, her eyes sort of rolled in the back of her head like Storm. Nice work, Tick. Comes the like, dragon, as they say in Tropeland.
I like how the comfy chair just sort of mopes up. It's not as quick as the others. It's just sort of...
Well, it was created to serve man, not to fight him.
Now, I know this is usually Tim's thing, but I've noticed there's a lot of Tick and Arthur ass.
There's a lot of ass. Well, there's a lot of sitting.
Right. These are adorable.
Yes. His facial expressions while in the chair are just perfect.
Now, and I'm wondering if inspiration for the design for those fairies was that famous early 20th century, you know, garden hoax.
Oh yeah, the secret garden was based off of that movie.
I don't think a secret garden was, but there was a movie where Arthur Conan Doyle either fell for it or like endeavored to debunk it. But as far as hoaxes go, it was the most adorable.
Nowadays, it's pretty much a BuzzFeed article. People were so stupid back in history. Look at what they fell for.
Now, once again, this is another challenge to the Ticks. You know, it's sort of mind over matter. Is the Ticks' heroism greater than science? And can it overcome anything? Any kind of brainwashing?
Look how he gets violent with those women. This would never happen in today's television.
But it's very humanity affirming that the Tick is able to resist.
Yeah.
What no human being has been able to.
He's weak-willed, but he's able to to. He has a well of will that he's able to dip into when he needs to.
Falling in love with a supervillain is troubling with a capital Trump.
Do not sit.
Butt out. I'm not in love with her. I'm Deflator Mouse. The only person I'm in love with is me, and I'm out of here.
That is a classic, great exit line.
Blue freak. What does he know?
Very, you know, teenage daughter. Yep. Can't tell me what to do. Supervillain.
I'm a superhero.
Is that real Stowe? Real Stowe. Rev Stowe. I'm trying to read the signs. I'd like to know what populates this city.
Next to the office supplies.
Yeah.
That must be crazy. What am I doing?
Ooh, she's got a nice duck there. Don't try to duck l'orange.
What goes with duck? Some sort of blue wine? I guess that's champagne.
It's water. She doesn't want to stain the furniture.
Well, this was Fox Kids.
Yes.
He would make for a good villainous sidekick.
Married? The concubine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. He's like, weak-willed and submissive enough.
Like, there was that episode with the Milo de Venus, or Venus de Milo.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
He would be the perfect lover.
Mm-hmm. The henpecked.
Just sits at home and takes the spoils, and every now and again has to do something dastardly. But I've been
burnt in the past. I do like that. The thing that makes him run is commitment. That's his
that's his kryptonite.
Marriage.
Then the moon.
Yes.
Close. Very close. Is it loving rendered chunk taken out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more Pac-Man than a bite.
I think that's one of the Tick's best bit of wordplay there. No justice of the peace, just a piece of justice. Yeah. So she even commands cutlery.
Well, she takes her shoe off. But when she picked her leg up, it was the wrong foot that was shoeless right there. And again, she has both her shoes on again.
Yeah.
There's no truth in this art.
Well, let's face it. I mean, depending on who was drawing or writing Captain America, that shield was doing some things it was never going to do, you know, so.
And that is a low-flying 747.
It is.
Have either of you been able to figure out what the gentleman on the plane's book says?
If we should crash, what to do?
Yeah. Which is a philosophy text, actually. Yeah. A little on the nose. But.
Do you feel secure sitting in the exit aisle? So?
And then, like, this episode didn't have enough packed into it. They throw into this third act bit where the Tick has a weird and wacky mental...
It's an adventure. Pizza.
Addition. It's like I don't know. They looked at this script and they said, this is great. I have even one more idea. Can we work it in?
Let's go British. I didn't know what
to think. To put this on the Tick in a Deflator Mouse centric episode is, and pull it off well.
Your cleaning woman.
You didn't really have to save me back there. Not save you. That's lovely. And who would her carrying him like that. My glorious reign over the with city. A rosy glow on the horizon. Yes,
is it evening or is it morning? Has it been all night?
Just kind of want to re-edit it so you get, I can show you the world, playing in the background.
Shining, shimmering. He will do anything to get away from her at this point.
Yep.
Seriously, commitment, you know, made him leap from the middle of the air.
I wonder if this is where they got the idea for My Super Ex-Girlfriend, that Uma Thurman movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so
is that the one where she throws the shark?
Yeah. She appears to have diverted her energies to the pursuit of a single man. Someone was watching this and said, that's a good idea. Let's just change her answer.
She's like Sally Vacuum on maternity leave or something.
No one
else. We haven't seen her in like weeks.
Who, Uma?
No, Sally Vacuum.
Oh, Sally Vacuum, yeah.
She's got to be on like maternity leave or something.
She aged out. She got over 24.
Oh, Sheena Parveen, you're next. Oh, sorry, she's a local anchor here where I live. Anything more I say will incriminate me. So
yeah, local news is like Menudo. As soon as you get above 24, it's Splitsville for you, ladies. Yeah.
There's the door, ladies.
That's a great. I love the pose Deflator Mouse has as he throws open the door.
Now she was outside, then she was inside, then she was outside again.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's kind of weird.
Send in the dragoons. Okay, come on,
let's get up to the roof. I've got a plan. We got a mattress there waiting to get in.
And there, that's an actual ottoman right there.
That is. Shouldn't have been so easily bested by Arthur.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire, the tick. Hello, now, children.
Did either of you guys really covet Craftmatic adjustable beds when you were little? Because I remember them being advertised on TV. I think it was Art Linkletter. Obviously, yeah, seniors and invalids. But I would watch that baby constrict and go up and down, and I thought, if I could have one of those, life would make sense.
I actually had one. Well, not a Craftmatic, but it was an hospital bed that I could go up and down. I couldn't do it as contorted like a Craftmatic, but when I lived in D.C., I slept on a hospital bed that was adjustable like that. Wow. It was awesome.
Huh. Yeah, we were looking at the the memory foam ones that go up and down too, because. You get two people sleeping in the bed that sleep on completely different types of beds.
Yeah. This is all the furniture
I need. Now, because I asked that inane question, we talked over the Ottomans, her origin speech.
What was her origin?
It's Batman-esque in the way that like the villains always had like a kernel of psychological trauma that they decided to stretch and exaggerate. She said that she was a lonely only child growing up. Furniture were her only friends. And so gradually it gave her a rapport with furniture, and then she could animate them.
She had enough hair with a folding chair. I know. Impregnated her.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Yeah, watch out.
But pinch yourself.
It's a very Silver Age kind of glossed over explanation, you know, like be a couple of panels from Stan Lee or somebody, you know, or show the kid speaking sign language with a lamp.
And it's, American
and
made.
It's over.
Yeah, with a side glance.
American made. Why do you still hang out with these guys?
I don't think there was any other voices. There's a John Rubinow, but it doesn't say who he was.
You've made me sigh again about Mary Kay Bergman.
Poor Mary Kay.
Yeah.
Phil Proctor was in there somewhere. Still alive, that Phil Proctor. So
we must treasure them
for they will all go at one time. One day people will talk about this podcast and we'll all be dead.
A great episode with so much packed into it. I love the romance. I love the fleshing out some of Deflator Mouse. I love the world's most comfortable chair.
For those who love Deflator Mouse, this was the episode for them.
Yeah, it's definitely rare when you get an episode that isn't focused on the Tick and Arthur and is actually really, really good. You know, I mean, usually you got to have the main character like dead center.
Yep.
But yeah, I thought it was a great episode.
This episode came out the 4th of November, 1995. So,
Clinton era prosperity.
That's right. This is. I think this is even before Monica Lewinsky.
True.
The scandal came out.
Yeah.
So, the next episode is seriously one of the best episodes of the series. Probably the best episode of season two, if you ask me.
I'm prepared to agree with you on that. I have to look at the second disc to be sure. But
the next episode is Heroes, which is probably the most different episode of season two, just in the way it's created and shot and everything. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We will be talking about Heroes on the next episode of Spoon.
By the time this goes to print, goes to audio, the Amazon Prime pilot will already have aired. It's tomorrow.
Yes.
Our time tomorrow. So there's not much point in shouting
it out.
We are
recording on the 18th.
Yeah. But we hope that by the time you hear this, you'll have tuned in and registered lots of feedback on the Amazon Prime Tick pilot so that it can go forward.
Yes. Please go and watch it. Watch it in its entirety. Try to not press pause and walk away and watch the rest of it at a later time. Try to sit down and I don't know how long it is.
They have a month, don't they? Yeah.
So it's
not too late
and
to
watch
bring
it,
this up.
Watch it many times. And don't forget, you don't have to be a Prime member. And like Tim said, make sure you watch the entire thing. I think it's only 30 minutes long. Yeah.
So I think it goes from August 19th to September 19th. Watch it. If you like it, watch it twice. Watch it three times. We'll talk about it soon. It might not be next week's episode, but we will talk about this episode. The new episode. And if you haven't heard it already, we do have a great interview with Griffin Newman, who plays Arthur on the new Tick. So if you have not already heard that, go back, listen to that one. It's a really fun episode. He talks a lot about the show, but we talk about a lot of other things on that episode, that interview. So please go check that out as well.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom and goodwill and skadoosh.
Goodbye, everybody.
I don't even know what goodwill means. Goodwill.
It sounded like
goodwill.
It sounded like someone who just learned English from Yiddish like the other day.
I'm saying goodwill from my schmacky. Does that make sense to you, ladies?